Blog Talk Radio.
Regal Poet Radio.
To the Regal Poet Radio Show. This is your host, Imone M. Proctor, and we have another great show lined up for you. As you know, we are the conduit for the poet and the entrepreneur, and we weekly bring you tips and live interviews with some of the best in the industry. And today, we're discussing something that is very, very, very important and very, very seldomly spoken about. Artists are notorious for certain things, and that's being undisciplined and late. We're always behind, and that's something that is in the professional industry ran into and have been coached and mentored by an awesome leader within the business industry and, of course, the creative arts. Is none other than George Gadsden. George Gadsden has been a sculptor for over 35 years and has just had some profound material made and is actually a staple within the Broward County community, which is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And he's one of our living legends there, and we appreciate everything that he brings to the table as an artist, but also his business background. He was venture into sculpting, and that has turned into a business that all of us can't necessarily be proud of. He's been commissioned by the NFL and even the White House. Yes, the White House. So we are in really great company. I have him on the line with us today to discuss time management. Time management is something that not only that he teaches on, but it's actually a principle of who he is. And I recognized that from him when we started speaking about it, and I decided he had to be on the show to really pour into us, impart on us, how he has been able over 35 years to be a very time-managed professional artist. So without any further ado, I would love to have George come on the line with us. Are you there? I do see his number up. So let's see what's going on. He might be on mute. Hold on. George, you with us? Try it again. He's still with us, George? Okay, George, are you with us?
Sure I am. You hear me fine.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for being on the program with us and discussing such an important topic as time management, and really, really instilling even in myself the visual in when it comes to time management, meaning what people perceive you as, and that is very important, especially for us to dispel there's so many stigmas that artists have as not being professional in terms of being timely.
Well, you're absolutely right. And as you said in your intro, I am a former banker, and I fortunately have been able to merge my business background with my art background and know and understand the importance of really coming out of the gate looking good all the time, particularly with a client that already has a preconceived notion that artists aren't with it in terms of business. And so time management is one of those areas that I try to be fairly successful in, because it can make or break your name, your reputation, your brand, your business, and clients won't do business with you if you are constantly late or constantly behind on schedule with projects.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that many people have experienced that, and it's something that it's not a good feeling at all. And one thing I failed to mention with that is that also with time management, you lose out on opportunities that because you miss deadlines. And you know, you don't hear about opportunities on time because you're not following along or you're so engulfed in one thing that may not be important and miss out on the things that are important. And that's something would you agree is something that you miss out on when you're not time managed?
I totally agree with you. And I think it all boils down to one key word, and that is priority. And for me, my priorities are determined by, of course, projects and their deadlines. But at the same time, the priorities are determined by what my goals and objectives are for any particular year or month, for that matter. And I sort of keep in focus projects or opportunities that I'm aware of. And I jot them down. I am a to-do list person. And once I put that item down on my to-do list, then I prioritize. And based upon the prioritization, helps me pretty much stay on track with meeting deadlines and not missing opportunities.
Great. Now, one thing I always ask in the beginning of an interview when it comes to these interviews is your role as artist entrepreneurship. Now, you do consider yourself an artist entrepreneur, because that's what you do as a business. Excuse me. So what does that... Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask, what does that truly mean to you?
Well, I'm a risk taker. As an entrepreneur, business owner, you have to have a good tolerance, a threshold for risk. So that being said, I am able to weather the storms and don't feel uncomfortable when I don't get an every 2 week paycheck. I'm driven to do what I'm passionate about doing, what I feel that I'm called to do. And so as an entrepreneur and an artist, I can't think of any other way to live my life. Going back and working in the business, corporate, banking environment is as far from my thoughts as the East is from the West. So I am a committed artist, businessman, entrepreneur, knowing that what I am doing has purpose, has focus, and knowing that my work and what I do has to and has, by God's grace, impacted and changed lives in the community.
And it definitely has, as I've mentioned, and the intro doesn't even give justice to the number of projects that you've done, especially for the African-American community within the strong Broward County area. You know, you've been an intricate part of this revitalization and just keeping its lineage going. So, and we appreciate that so much. There's such rich culture because of you.
Thank you. And I appreciate those opportunities I've had to do it.
Now, one thing you mentioned was that, you know, the business corporate world, that's not who you are, you know, that you're committed to being an artist. And I find that interesting because you do go into a corporate building at times to help out mostly business development for artists with SBDC. So tell us about that.
Well, with SBDC Fort Lauderdale, an organization that is actually, we're all over the country, We're funded by government dollars and working with artists as well as non-artists. Because of my banking background and business background, I'm able to work with non-artists as well. But specifically, though, with the artists who have gone through the Artists as Entrepreneur Development Program that is sponsored and spearheaded by Broward County Culture Division, those artists who are really serious about taking their business to the next level, I meet with them and pretty much determine from them where they'd like to go, and then we take that journey together to get there. I work with them as sort of like a coach, a mentor, a cheerleader, if you will, and we pretty much set the course and work towards that course for them and customize their plan for them in terms of where they want to go. So I love giving. I love people. And when artists come to me and sometimes don't even feel that they are artists, I work with them on changing their perception of who they are and what they think about themselves, and then start from there. And almost invariably, the subject of, okay, time management comes into play. So requiring you to make a list either on your iPhone or your Android or on your laptop, however you do it, on a napkin, piece of paper, 3M stick-ups or whatever, just creating that list, that to-do list, and then crossing off those items on that to-do list. You then are seeing and really celebrate success and progress because you're getting things done.
Absolutely. And I have been a witness to that. And just in case people are wanting to go online and see what the initials SBDC stand for?
Well, we actually have rebranded ourselves and like to just simply say our brand is SBDC Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Versus some people like to say, oh, Small Business Development Center. Well, we're the SBDC Fort Lauderdale, working as a resource for helping businesses, different sizes, from startups to existing businesses, grow and expand.
Wonderful, wonderful. And there's some severe cases, such as myself, that walk in completely time management, deficient.
Deficient.
And I know that has to do a lot with mindset. And you kind of mentioned that when you said some people don't feel that they're artists. So how do you deal with that severe undisciplined time artist and get them on track?
Well, I think it starts with first desire. When the desire is there and the acknowledgement that I need help, then that's the beginning of progress right there. Now, habits were not formed overnight, and habits cannot modify it overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a good 28 to 30 days, studies have shown. But if the commitment and the desire is there to modify a certain behavior, with a few setbacks in the process, that can be accomplished. And if the persons I meet with, they want to have that take place, then I can help them. And I will just say to the listening audience, am I perfect at time management? No. But if I were to rate myself, I would give myself, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say I'm an 8. But there are times when I even look at myself and go, oh, man, I could have done this a little bit differently and timed myself a bit better. But, you know, no one's perfect. But if one is always in the desire mode to make best use of their time, then that's the key thing. And prioritizing, your life. And life time management really is not about managing other people per se. It's about managing yourself and the time that's been given to you. So when the artists come to me for any kind of counseling or consultation, you know, we get real and talk about, okay, so tell me, what do you do with your day? How do you spend your time? What time do you get up in the morning? What do you do? What do you do during the day? Do you have a to-do list? Do you have that list prioritized? Do you do the unpleasant tasks first, or do you kind of procrastinate and prolong those unpleasant tasks? And then do you also understand, or do you also know how to say no? Because part of the time management comes into play that interrupts effective time management is being able to manage interruptions and things that are time wasters or people that are time wasters. So, you know, and everybody's situation is different. So, I try to customize that with each individual person based upon their, some people are more detailed than others. So, at the end of the day, though, I believe everyone can have some sense of time management. Some may be greater than others.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. And it sounds like there's some hope for me. So
I would
keep pushing for it. So are there any other, because I remember last time we spoke, you had some tips to share. Do you still have that?
Yes. I referenced it earlier. I think one of the key things is getting a handle on how you spend your time. You know, the same way with a person who's looking at their budget, you know, to really modify, you know, their spending habits and to just keep a good grip on their time, on their finances, doing an assessment in terms of taking inventory, if you will, of how you handle your time, what do you do when you wake up in the morning and all the way through the day up until the time you go to bed at night. And doing that for a good week or two, I'd say a good 2-3 weeks, then it allows you to really look objectively at, okay, this is how I'm spending my time, and weigh that against how productive are you in doing that. The other thing is having specific goals. What do you want to accomplish during that week or during that month or during that day? And that leads to creating some type of a priority list, a to-do list, if you will. Manage interruptions. Emails and telephone calls are major interruptions. So being able to manage those, create and identify a certain time that you would actually check your emails. Of course, we all have our cell phones, so we can actually do that almost any time. Now, I'm not saying, you know, ignore certain emails when indeed they need attention immediately, but sometimes we can waste time by perusing or scrolling through all of our emails when indeed there's something else. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say that is so true. We do get engaged in these projects that take a lot of our time where we could have allotted a separate time specifically for that, and it would have cut in our project time.
I'm hearing some noise in the background with someone pressing a key. I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was probably my that was probably me. I apologize.
Okay. That's all
but
right.
You can keep going. I was disagreeing with you.
Yes. So if you are too busy, you know, ask yourself, what is my objective? What are the essentials? Because sometimes we can be so busy, it looks like we're like getting a lot of stuff done. And at the end of the day, at the end of the week, we look back and go, what did I get accomplished? So asking yourself, you know, what is the objective, what is essential, being able to determine what is important, what is not important, and on a scale of 1 to 10, rate it. You know, 10 being the highest rating, if you will, of importance. And one, of course, being the least the lease rating. So those are some of the tips. There's a lot more, but the, you know, those are some of the tips.
Now, when we have these large projects, and this is something that, that you're familiar with, for instance, when you were commissioned by the NFL, what was the time frame from being commissioned to actual production, like it's completed and presented?
Using that, and it was actually the South Florida Super Bowl Committee who provided us the opportunity for me to create a sculpture that was given to the NFL team owners. The thing that I did in that project, as I do any project, is I find out first and foremost what is the deadline, when is showtime. So once I know when the product has to be completed and delivered, then I work back from there. Now, by asking what time is within the deadline, it also helps me determine where that project on my conveyor belt. And I'll be honest with you, if the client needs something next week, and what they're asking me to create will take at least 4 weeks, I don't take the project on.
Mm.
Because, again, knowing the time that's involved to create the work of that project and to bring it to fruition and what my clients are asking for is unrealistic, I take it as an opportunity to educate the client and determine if indeed their need for it in a week is a legitimate need, or can they forego that need for a later time to allow for the process of creating it to take place. And if they say, well, we absolutely need it by this time, I don't take on the project. And
the reason
that is because my name and my reputation is important. And to take on a project, not being able to deliver the project, it impacts the image and my business. And I don't want to have the reputation of one who takes on projects and never delivers on time.
I am so glad that you mentioned that, because one thing that I find over the years when I claim that I'm an artist entrepreneur is that, you know, there's this battle between, artists are not about money, and money should not be a conversation when it comes to your art. It's all for the love. But listening to what you're saying, yeah, you know what I mean? it's so interesting how you spoke about this project that you would decide not to take because there's money attached to that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But however, what is important to you is not the money, it's the integrity and the reputation that you have as an artist. And I think that a lot of people need to understand that those two have to connect. We want to get paid,
or
it's a human right to get paid for your profession. And it's because you want to provide quality work. Now, if all my time is spent at a job that I don't enjoy, and there's plenty of artists that enjoy their jobs, I'm not referring to them, but if most of your time is just trying to make ends meet, then the integrity and the quality is taken away from your art, and I love the way that you preface that.
I want to say that at the end of the day, there's a balance. You know, I'm doing what I know I'm called to do. At the same time, I have to do what I am called to do, and operate as a business. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm called to do, because it takes finances to do that.
Absolutely.
It also takes finances to support my family, my wife, our daughters in college, etc. So there is a balance. The other part of this equation is putting value to your work. So by delivering a service of a piece of artwork and doing it free communicates to the other person or the recipient that there's no value to your work. So there is a balance.
Absolutely. And
knowing what I need to do to get a project done on time, there's hours involved, which equates to dollars. At the same time, yes, if somebody says, I'll pay you $10,000 to do this 3-foot sculpture and I need it by next week, I would love to say yes, I would, because I could always use an additional $10,000. But I also would be shooting myself in the foot and my reputation if I took on that project knowing that I could not deliver it in a week.
Right. Absolutely.
I don't like stress.
Right.
and that,
I'm with you.
That's another factor. Stress would definitely be there. And if I in any way, now there's certain things that happen that you didn't plan for that can bring on healthy stress. But, you know, at least you can, handle it, at some point because you've got a timeline that far out in advance that you still can resolve whatever issues that come up. But self-imposed stress when you know you can't deliver it in a week, no, I don't operate that way.
Yeah, and I appreciate that because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. So I know we're going to go over a little bit, but I would be remiss not to hear this story. I'd love to hear the story about your commission from the White House. So please tell me about this. Tell us. Tell us.
I was at my studio. This is back in 2008. I was back at my studio, and I was working and received a phone call from Congressman L.C. Hastings. And he's a U.S. Congressman. Laura Bush had asked him and others to identify artists to do an ornament for the White House. And I graciously accepted the invitation, and I definitely, without any reservation, say that this was a divine providence. I had nothing to do with it. And I rose to the occasion, and I was prepared when opportunity came. My mother and I were invited by Laura Bush to attend the reception at the White House. And it was the best thing that could have ever happened. Unfortunately, my wife couldn't go, but it was meant for my mother to go with me. And the rest is history. I'm honored. There's photographs now of Laura Bush and George Bush standing in front of the Christmas tree where my ornament is.
Oh, wow. And just what I love about that is that you were called. You were called. It wasn't an application you put in or a commission that you put in for yourself. No, you were called,
no,
and that just goes with your work.
I didn't do any networking or any handshaking to make it happen. You know, it was not until 2 or 3 years later that I formally in person got to shake the hand of Congressman L.C. Hastings to thank him, although I had sent out a formal letter, long after I had returned back from the White House. So, I was called, and I answered the call.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that. And that just goes to show, and I pray that that's a blessing to people out there, that sometimes we're doing our work, and we feel like nobody notices, nobody knows, nobody cares, but that is not the case. This is a perfect example of your work shining for itself, just persevering and doing your calling, and it just will just manifest. And I just love that story.
I don't know how much more time we have, but I'd like to share this one story if possible.
Please.
Do we have time?
Yes, we have time.
About 3 months ago, I had an opportunity to meet a couple and counseling them in terms of their startup business. They were not artists, their home-based business. And this particular couple, I shared with them my being a business owner. and being an artist and how I got into the art business, et cetera. And the lady, her mouth dropped. She said, like, Mr. Gatson, I think I own one of your paintings. And
oh, wow.
Share with me and describe the painting. And she didn't have the original, but she had a print. And I asked
wow.
her, how did you come about my print? She says, about 15 years ago, I was involved in, you know, not really doing and taking care of myself, running the streets and the whole nine yards and the drugs, et cetera. And she says, and I came down with, you know, a communicable disease and, you know, it was not a good picture. She says, so I got involved with a nonprofit organization that had a fundraiser to help people like me. And I was at that event. And I was bidding against your piece where you had donated it as a silent auction item to help this nonprofit raise funds. She said the director came over to me after seeing that I was bidding and said she didn't care how much money I had, this print belonged to me.
Oh, wow.
So when she told me that, I actually started to cry. I remembered that email from the director that said, you'd be pleased to know that this woman was moved to tears with your print, with your artwork.
Oh, wow.
And so 3 months ago, God allowed me to have that encounter with the woman whose life was changed by my work. So I share this story so that people can know and understand the importance of doing what you're called to do and planting seeds wherever you are. Because you never know whose life is going to change and impact.
It's so true.
So I love what I do. I'm an artist with purpose, creating art with purpose, and just will answer the call every day to create art that changes people and changes environments.
Thank you, George. That was, I love that story. I love that. And it's, and you can feel it in your core. I hope you guys can feel that out there. Now, before I let you go, definitely let us know what can we expect from George Gatson Studios, which is your company. Let us know and how we can connect with you.
Well, you can reach out to me on my Facebook page, George Gatson Studios, facebook.com/ George Gatson Studios, but also my website, www.georgegadsonstudios with an S, S-G-A-D-S-O-N, studios with an S. And in the upcoming month, I'm going to be creating a 12-foot bronze sculpture that is going to be permanently located in the Sistrunk Corridor area.
Yeah.
We'll be telling the history and the story of Black Fort Lauderdale. So look for that in the next, I'd say, 6 to 9 months. By February, God willing, it will be completed and people will be able to drive down Sistrunk and see this 12-foot sculpture.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. And you're speaking. You said you're going to start speaking and writing a book on time management for artists.
Absolutely.
Actually, can't wait for that.
I'm conducting a workshop, Premier Arts Organization, to artists and the creative folks in the creative arena on how to manage their time. And I, you know, I try to be a model of that in juggling and doing everything I do, from writing my book to, you know, consulting to actually creating large sculptures in public spaces and being a husband and a father and, you know, all of that takes time management.
Exactly, exactly. All those good, wonderful things. and we will keep everyone posted on all of your projects. As soon as I get links from you, I will post them on the medias that we use. You follow us, if you're not already, on Regal Poet, R-E-G-A-L-P-O-E-T-E, and that's pretty much on everything, including our Gmail account, regalpoet@gmail.com. And, of course, follow George. Yes.
I just want to say thank you for the good work that you're doing, and thank you for having me on your radio show.
I'm so grateful to have you. You don't even know. So I appreciate you more because it's because of you and so many great artists such as yourself that are role models for me that I'm able to keep doing this show and really understand its importance. So I send that thank you right back to you, and you're welcome. So, George, we love you so much. Thank you again for being on the show. Thank you guys for listening in. This will be archived so you can take it down, download it, and rewrite those notes, those excellent tips we got about knowing yourself and also how to be the best artist entrepreneur that you can be through time management. And don't forget to always be yourself, be regal. Have a great lunch, everyone.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.